Authorities in Arizona have now charged a well-known motivational speaker with manslaughter. James Arthur Ray is being held for the deaths of three followers who died last October in a sweat lodge ceremony. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
James Arthur Ray had a New Age empire. He was an author, speaker, and part of the recent phenomenon called The Secret. On his own website, Ray touted his TV appearances on Larry King and Oprah.
It's not a secret anymore.
How to go beyond the power of positive thinking and use it to change your life.
James Arthur Ray, author of The Science of Success.
You've got to feel it, think it, and you've got to act on it.
Ray was conducting seminars and retreats costing up to $10,000 per person. It was during one of those retreats last October near Sedona, Arizona, that it all fell apart. It was called a Spiritual Warrior Weekend. Ray led participants into a sweat lodge, a makeshift circular structure of wood covered with blankets and plastic tarps and heated like a sauna. But instead of holding a dozen or so people as in a traditional Native American purification ceremony, Ray's sweat lodge held 50 to 60 people in the dark, people who'd already been fasting for 3 days. Survivor Beverly Bunn told CBS News that the ceremony went on for round after round.
If the door was closed, you couldn't leave. If the door was open, you could leave. At the fifth round, someone was passed out, and she was taken out.
Still, the sweat ceremony continued for about half its scheduled two-hour length, until people passed out. Someone called 911.
911, where is your emergency?
People aren't breathing, the caller said. By then, everyone was out of the sweat lodge. Beverly Bunn described the scene.
It was like a total triage situation. There was like many, many people lying around. Everyone was unconscious.
Three people died. 18 were hospitalized. Ray refused to talk with investigators. A week later, Yavapai County Sheriff Steve Waugh told reporters the nature of the investigation had changed.
We have elevated this investigation from an accidental death investigation to a homicide investigation.
Publishers canceled James Ray's upcoming books. He canceled personal appearances. Finally, after 4 months, a county grand jury indicted Ray on manslaughter charges, and he surrendered to deputies. Ted Schmidt is an attorney in Tucson who represents Sidney Spencer, one of the survivors.
My client is very relieved and happy to know that this has finally come about.
Ray's attorneys conducted their own investigation. On his website, they conclude that it was a tragic accident which no one could have foreseen. Ted Schmidt says that bothers his client. She believed in Ray's teachings, which centered around taking responsibility for your thoughts and actions.
He blames the people that built the sweat lodge. He blames the people who own the property where this occurred. He claims that this is just a freak accident and takes not even a 1% responsibility for what's happened.
James Arthur Ray's lawyers did not return a call after his arrest. They did release a statement saying the charges are unjust. This was a terrible accident, the statement says, but it was an accident, not a criminal act. Ray is scheduled for his first court appearance as a defendant this morning. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.